This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Joe Biden said Monday he's very concerned by Moscow's crackdown on opposition leader Alexei Navalny and other actions, but he said the United States and Russia need to cooperate on nuclear arms control. Speaking after mass arrests of people demonstrating across Russia this weekend against President Vladimir Putin and Navalny's jailing, Biden said he was very concerned. However, he said talks on extending the soon-expiring New START nuclear arms treaty also have to be prioritized. Speaking to reporters at the White House Monday, Biden told reporters, quote, "I find we can both operate in mutual self-interest of our countries as a New START agreement and make it clear to Russia that we are very concerned about their behavior." Biden also referred to the huge hack of U.S. computer networks, which has been blamed on Russia, and reports that Russia had offered the Taliban bounties to kill U.S. soldiers in Afghanistan. He said he had asked the agencies affected to update him on those issues, and he said he would not hesitate to raise the issues with Russia. Earlier Monday, foreign ministers of the European Union met in Brussels to debate their response to Russia's arrest of opposition leader and Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny, as well as the police crackdown on pro-Navalny demonstrators this weekend. EU leaders have called on Russia to immediately release Navalny, who was arrested upon his return to Russia from Germany recently, and also to release all pro-Navalny protesters in detention. Russia's foreign ministry issued a statement charging that the United States' efforts to, in its words, incite radical elements on social media would have negative effects on U.S.-Russia relations. You can keep up on this story at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA. Italian Prime Minister Giuseppe Conte is expected to resign Tuesday. He informed his cabinet of his plans Monday, according to the Cabinet Office, which made the announcement today. Conte hopes President Sergio Mattarella will give him a mandate to form a new government with broader backing in Parliament. That's according to political sources. Conte lost his absolute majority in the upper house of the Italian legislative body last week when a junior partner, the Italia Viva party, quit the ruling coalition over the government's handling of the economic recession and the coronavirus crisis. The European Union said Monday it can no longer recognize Venezuela's Juan Guaido as interim president of the country after he lost his position as head of parliament in legislative elections in late December. The 27 EU states say they are downgrading his status to privileged interlocutor. Following the disputed re-election of President Nicolas Maduro in 2018, Guaido, as head of parliament, became interim president. Guaido is still seen by the United States and Britain as Venezuela's rightful leader. The status of interim president gives Guaido access to funds confiscated from Maduro by Western governments, as well as affording him access to top officials and supporting his pro-democracy movement domestically and internationally. Chinese authorities said Monday that rescue workers have recovered the bodies of nine miners following a mine accident in eastern Shandong province earlier this month. The recovery comes a day after 11 men were rescued from the mine, where an explosion struck January 10th. A group of 22 miners were trapped under hundreds of meters underground by the explosion. One miner remains missing. Chinese authorities have detained several managers of the mine for allegedly waiting more than 24 hours to report the blast. President Biden said Monday he believes the United States will have made significant progress toward achieving herd immunity to the coronavirus by summer. That's about 5 months from now. In comments to reporters, he repeated his goal to have 100 million vaccinations administered within the first 100 days of his presidency. He added that any American who wants to receive a vaccination should be able to do so by this spring, although he cautioned that, quote, "it's going to be a logistical challenge that exceeds anything we've ever tried in this country." Scientists are still determining the herd immunity threshold for coronavirus. That's the percentage of the population that needs to become immune in order for the spread of the virus to slow and eventually stop. Estimates right now range from between 40 and 80%. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. From Washington, this is VOA News.